On today's episode of Outer Experience, I am joined by my beautiful wife, Cassie, and we discuss our week vacation in Alaska. If you like what you hear, please subscribe, give us a 5-star review on iTunes, and you can always shoot us an email saying how good we are. Thank you so much for listening. Hello and welcome to the 5th episode of Outer Experience.
Experience. Do I do that again?
Yeah. I'm your host, Colton Brazier, and this is my beautiful and lovely assistant slash wife.
Both things. Cassie Brazier, at your service.
At your service. It's been a while, that's for sure. Some might say that it's been a while since our last episode, so we apologize for the hiatus. We are both adults. We both have a baby. Adults. It's the same baby. And we're also both a little lazy at times.
Hey, now.
Well, we're not
Speak
lazy.
For yourself.
I'd say we're just busy, right?
Busy is a good way to say lazy. Much better.
We're busy. Yeah, we're busy. We have a lot of shows to watch, and we have a lot of a lot of things to do, like nap and eat bonbons, clip our toenails.
What even are bonbons? I don't even know.
No one knows.
Okay.
So we are here to talk about an amazing trip that we went on. Cassie, where did we go?
Alaska.
Alaska. The 51st state of the United States. It was quite an adventure. So Cassie and I had the privilege and blessing of going to Alaska, thanks to my company. Shout out Precoa.
Woo-woo.
And we had the time of our lives. Wouldn't you say that, Cassie?
Oh, we did. It was amazing.
It
incredible,
was really fun.
Fantastic. Terrific.
Stupendous.
Breathtaking.
Oh, yes. That's a good. If I had to use a word that sounds like
one
two
word.
Words, it breathtaking would be the one.
Yeah. It is one word, but it sounds like, yeah. Okay.
But it took my breath away, that's for sure.
It really did.
So on today's episode, we wanted to just talk about that experience that we had in Alaska, because being the podcast that we have, we just want to talk about whatever we want, and I feel like this one will be fun. So strap in, because you're about to take the journey with us as we revisit a great week that we had in Alaska. Ready? Whoa!
Put your hands in the air!
Where are we? Don't you mean when are we?
No, I mean why are we?
Oh, yeah. So we went a week ago, so that was a time-traveling joke.
Oh.
You want to talk about our first day? What did we do on our first day?
So our first day, we flew into Seattle from San Diego. We went and dropped off James with Colton's parents. Thank
Baby
you,
boy.
Kit and Jim.
Shout out. And Eliza, because we always shout out Eliza.
Because we always have to. Yeah. So we went and dropped him off, and then we flew to Seattle. It was a great flight on account of we did not have a 1.5-year-old to try and entertain on a plane.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got there and were shuttled off to the cruise ship, which we got onto the cruise ship and were greeted with champagne / fruit punch.
Wait, you're missing the part that was... So I've never been on a cruise ship before. Cassie, how many cruise ships have you been on?
This was my third.
So for all of you listeners out there who have not been on cruise ships, let me tell you, the check-in process...
I think I...
is like waiting in line for a ride at Disneyland that is like 9 times the size.
It's just a really long line.
Yeah.
Really long line.
It's really long.
If you're able to get there early, we weren't able to.
And we were tired, and we stayed up really late doing something because we were at like Disneyland the day before.
Oh, yeah, we were at Disneyland.
And then we woke up really early to go to our flight. When I say really early, I mean like 6 o'clock, so it's not that early.
No, it wasn't that early.
And the guy next to us just kept talking.
Yeah, he really wanted to. He was really nice.
He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
Chatterbox.
He was a chatterbox.
Yep. Anyway, first day, you're pretty much just in line. And right off the bat, I was like, I don't know if cruises are right for me. Because I remember thinking, there are a lot of people here. I'm exhausted. And then as soon as you get checked in, you go to your room, and then they're like, oh, by the way, we need you all back out here again for a 2-hour
safety
drill thing. And I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, but wasn't it so fun walking onto the ship the first time? It's this
it was
big,
pretty cool.
Huge cruise ship. And
it was crowded. I mean, there are a few thousand people there. This is all – so the reason I'm telling you this and the reason I'm sounding like a negative Nelly is because I just want you to know, you know, first day might be – a little different. You got to get your sea legs, but trust me,
once you
it
get
turned around.
Yes.
So I was just very intimidated by how many people were there, and we explored the ship, and we did a lot of other stuff. I mean, we rested for a while.
We went and checked out our room, and we just, in case anyone's wondering what cruise line we went on, it was Celebrity
Solstice,
and the ship was the Solstice. Yeah. So our room was actually decent size.
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, you could do a somersault
in the room.
Yeah, probably two to get to the door, which normally you can't even walk in your room. Cruise ship rooms are known for being very, very small, and this one was actually decent size.
Yeah, I did not feel like a cabin boy. I felt like a first mate.
Yeah,
you know,
it was great.
Pretty good. I felt like Captain Tassos.
Captain Tassos.
Wait, how did he talk? I don't think he talked like that. We'll get into Captain Tassos in a little bit.
Yes.
That is our captain.
Save him for later. Put him in your pocket.
So our first day, again, just between, you know, waiting a lot, we were finally able to get settled in. We went to the gym because they were giving out, like, free stuff. They have a full-on gym. I mean, cruise ships, if you haven't been on them, have pretty much anything you can think
They've
of.
They've got all the amenities.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this one had a gym. It had a pool. It had
two pools. It had an adult
jacuzzis.
Pool as well. Oh, yeah, six jacuzzis.
Kind of smaller jacuzzis, but good jacuzzis.
Yeah, four of them were outside. Two of them were inside.
Mm-hmm.
It had a spa. It had
a glass-blowing class.
A glass-blowing class.
Which we will talk
about. I think that one's something that's unique to
That one.
Well, I don't know to that one because they were talking about other cruise ships they were on, but maybe that line. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, who knows?
It also had
elevators.
Elevators.
That
Can
was
you
weird
even
for
believe
me.
It? Hold on. Stairs.
Stairs.
Yep. Working on working off all that cruise food.
A casino, which
casino.
We didn't ever visit.
We walked through a couple times.
We
a
did.
Theater.
A theater. A few
yep,
theaters.
A movie theater, and then a big theater where they had like other shows.
Yeah. What else did it have? Then a bunch of lounges and
yeah.
a bunch of places to eat
and drink.
Yeah, and then the little karaoke bar.
Oh yeah, there was like a disco bar thing with lights all over the ceiling. It was actually pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. That's where they had the ping pong stuff too.
Yeah, they had a couple different things there.
So anyway, it's a very intimidating ship, especially on the first day. You're like,
they
am going to get
court
lost.
As well.
They did have
yeah.
a basketball court. Yeah, a lot of stuff that we discovered, which we didn't really.
And we also had some trouble. This is just to add to the kind of, you know, that not negative, but negative in a way. Our room was 1152, and you would think 11th floor, right? Because there were like something like 15 floors. No, we were on the 10th floor.
Boom.
Yeah.
One floor down.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. There we were with our bags feeling like complete idiots.
Made it all the way up there.
Everybody.
Except we didn't even have our bags because they put them in your room for you.
Yep. And then everybody on the cruise ship was laughing at us
yes,
as we walked away.
Idiots.
Hey, first time cruisers, huh?
All right. Anyway.
So, and then the first day, I remember, and this is something I'd want to share, we went to the gym because they were giving out, like, free stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Warning, there is no such thing as free on a cruise ship.
There's a couple free things.
There are a couple things. There's actually free food and buffet and stuff like that. So
there are free things on
I remember
cruise.
Going to the gym and being like,
well, you pay for it
first.
We
are in for some sales pitches this week.
Oh, yes.
Because that's pretty much what it was, which was fine.
It was
again the
three
crew was really
did win.
Great.
Yeah,
they were nice and friendly, and they weren't too pushy or anything like that. But again, this is just kind of the first day, just giving you a scope on what to expect when you're expecting to go on a cruise.
What to expect when you're expecting to go on a cruise?
exactly.
Movie title.
So yeah, so
I
first day
title.
Might be a little weird, might take a little bit of getting used to, but trust me, once you get settled in, let's get out of the first day because I feel like we've been. Camped out in there for a little bit.
All right.
So the first official day on the boat was what they call an at-sea day. Cassie, would you like to explain what at-sea means?
Well, so it means that you are at sea.
Sea.
It means that you're not at port. You're cruising along in the sea or the ocean to get to your next port.
Yep. It was a pretty good day. I mean, we did, just to name some of the activities we did, we played some games, played Sorry. Went to the hot tub.
Oh, yeah.
Got all-you-can-eat lunch at the buffet.
Tried out the buffet.
We had the dinner with Pricoa, which was great.
The opening dinner?
I think that might have been the first day, but we did have dinner again.
Oh, yeah, we did have dinner on the first day.
Yep, yes. We took a lot of pictures together, explored the ship. That's when we discovered the basketball court in the front of the ship, which was pretty cool.
It was really awesome.
And, yeah, we had that award ceremony for my company, which was really fun. Again, shout out Pricoa.
The awards ceremony. Real quick, Colton did win an award.
Woo! Award-winning. What? Award-winning podcast. I'd like to thank all the listeners out there.
Oh.
That's what I won the award for.
Yeah. So. No, not really, actually, but that's fine.
Most likely to make a podcast when he works at a funeral home goes to Colton.
Yeah.
That's what happened. But one thing that we did at night, which I thought was really fun and funny, was we saw that comedian.
Oh, yes.
AJ something.
And he was great.
Oh, he was really
good.
He was
very funny.
Yeah, he's been on Comedy Central before. And so that's another thing to anticipate with cruises, which is really fun, is that they have a lot of shows and they keep you entertained.
Yeah.
This one, I think you said, had a little bit fewer than most cruises.
Yeah, the entertainment was geared towards a little bit of an older crowd than obviously the Disney cruise that I was on. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, Disney cruises.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. But
anyway, it was great.
It was awesome.
Yeah, the comedian was really funny, and he made a lot of jokes about gaining weight on a cruise, which
is a very real thing.
Very real thing, but I think I only gained like a pound and a half.
I think I gained like 2.
Yeah, I think the smartest thing to do to prepare for a cruise is just eat a whole lot the week before. And then be like, I
only gained a pound.
Exactly.
Because you were eating like you were on a cruise.
Well, you have to stretch your stomach out because
when
you're at sea, it doesn't digest normally.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Yeah, the rocking boat.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
That too, a very real thing. So the first day, you'll probably feel like you're walking down the hallways of Inception. That's what I felt like, because some days you're just like walking normally, and then suddenly there's a big whoa, and you move forward quite a bit more than expected.
It's kind of a constant sway, and you eventually get used to it. In fact, you get so used to it that when you get off the boat, you're standing in a place that's not moving, and you feel like it's moving.
Oh, yeah. But it really rocks you to sleep.
It
Plus
does.
Side.
That's the most wonderful thing.
I had some deep sleeps on that boat.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, and because the cabin is so dark, there's no light coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very true.
Very dark cabin.
All right, let's get to the exciting stuff, shall we?
Let's do.
Day 3, we get into
Ketchikan.
Cassie, what can be said about Ketchikan?
Ketchikan is just a charming little Alaska town. I think we pulled up in the cruise ship and we got right out there and we looked at the town and we were like, this is Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
Probably because they told us that, but...
Oh, yeah.
You just knew. You know, you look at it and it just looks like what Alaska should look like.
I have a feeling that's Alaska out there.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember
that
we
exactly
said that.
What we said. Yeah.
And, yeah, really cool thing. Very iconic looking. There's a lot of different colored houses. I mean, you see like red houses, yellow houses, blue houses.
Green.
Orange houses, purple houses, rainbow houses.
Yeah. All the houses.
All of them.
Black houses, gray houses, white houses.
And it's all set, this beautiful backdrop, mountains. And
beautiful.
A lot of green.
A lot of green. Yeah. So Alaska, you think snow, right? That's what I think. I think snow. But Ketchikan actually just rains most of the year. It doesn't actually snow that often. The weather year round, or the climate, gets down to like 36-ish during the day. In December and the winter months. So
is that it? Oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah.
It was just that.
So December, the typical high is 40 degrees. The typical low is 31, and then in January, 39 and 29. So it actually doesn't get super cold that year round. It just kind of stays right about 40 to 60 degrees.
So are you telling me you probably won't catch a cold in Ketchikan?
You might. Come the Ketchikan jokes, folks.
So we pull in there. Let me just tell you. So we were getting breakfast at the buffet that morning.
Oh, yes.
This was a good welcome to Alaska
it was
moment.
Excellent.
There we were eating our beignets.
Buffet breakfast.
I don't remember what we were eating.
Who knows?
Anyway, we're eating on the back of the boat because the ship is still docking and we're not able to get off yet. And we see this majestic, glorious bald eagle fly right over us and is like, welcome to Alaska! Ah!
Except he didn't actually say that, but it was extremely close to us. I'd say something like 20 feet away.
Yeah, probably.
If not less.
Probably less.
Within probably less. That range, yeah. He was very close.
It
was very
so
awesome. I don't even know if
cool.
It was a he. It was
eagles
cool.
Are so pretty, and it was one of those moments where I'm like, well, I'm not in wherever I am anymore.
Arizona.
Yeah. Just for wherever future I reference, am. I might be somewhere else. But
yeah.
Anyway, we saw this beautiful eagle. Then what did we do? What was our scope? Would you like to run through our schedule?
Yeah, then we got straight off. We went on to a tour bus, and we had a tour guide named Sam who brought us around Ketchikan, which took all of about 10 minutes because it's about 5.9 square miles, I think is what they said. It's a pretty small town, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Population like 14,000, something like that. That seems high.
Yeah, it does seem high.
We'll let Colton look that up. But she brought us around. Sam brought us
8,119.
That was close.
According to 2011.
Just kidding. Okay. Anyway, she brought us around Ketchikan. Our first stop was the Totem Park. I'm not sure exactly which Totem Park because there are several there. They actually have a whole lot of totem poles there. And we got to hear some stories about some totem poles, which was really awesome, actually.
Yeah, all about shaming people who didn't throw them good parties. I mean, the greatest stuff. I mean, you think if that ever happened to you, you'd be like, I want to memorialize this and ruin this person's legacy. That's what a totem pole is. And it's great.
Well, not just that. It also honors. Like,
I know.
There were the three brothers that were lost, and they had those totem poles.
Do you remember the story of the raven and the eagle? That one was actually really cool.
No, what was that one?
So, and I'm going to mispronounce the crud out of this tribe, but it's like the Tlingit?
I don't know.
The Tlingit tribe, but they believed, and they have like this old mythology where there was a raven that granted the people eyesight. So he like gave them the ability to see.
Yeah.
And it was this huge, you know, gift that was given to these people. And for that, the raven was, you know, like the number one god that they worshipped. But there was an eagle as well. And he was thinking, you know, what gift could I give that would be better than the raven? And what he gave them was the gift of sight in the mind. So imagination and perception. And so he thought, you know, without that, you wouldn't be able to have sight. So in that sense, he was able to top the raven and be.
Because you can see in the dark.
Exactly.
With your imagination.
Exactly.
That was a cool story. There was another one about a guy who came into town that James.
I know, I forget his name.
He's someone very important to Alaska. But he came into town and they threw him a. We wrote down the word. It's like
what
a potluck.
It?
It's a potluck party kind of where everyone brings gifts. Patch key? No.
Something pot something. I forget. Potlatch.
Potlatch. We were close. So it's called a potlatch, and they all bring gifts and whatnot for this guy. And the custom is that when someone throws a potlatch for you, you're supposed to throw one for them as a thank you.
Yeah.
So
you have to, like, get even with everybody who's there.
Yeah, you have to thank them back. So he came, and they threw him several potlatch party things, and he just accepted them and never did anything back. So when he left, they made a shame totem pole where it had him just sitting on the top with like a dunce cap looking
and
hat.
Just the ugliest face.
Oh, awful face. Yeah.
They did not do him any favors.
No, they did not. And I guess they have it up there and they're willing to take it down as long as his ancestors or someone will come and pay back that price.
But the catch is his ancestors have to pay back all of the ancestors who were there.
Yeah, so any descendant
Everybody.
Of anyone. So at this point, it's so difficult and so hard to even get close to paying back, that it will just always be there as a shameful thing for this man and his ancestors.
So if a Tlingit ever asks you to go to a potlatch, just make sure that you throw one after for them.
Or don't go.
Yes, or just don't go. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure there's no harm in denying a potlatch. I mean, as you can see, I mean, they weren't very, you know. Anyway, so yeah. After that, so it was really cool wandering on that totem park. I mean, there were, you know, 8 or something totem poles out there. And, you know, handmade, handcrafted totem poles. Really great, really gigantic. Then we went to something I like to call what it is called, which is a lumberjack show.
Ah, yes.
That was cool.
Yeah.
So in Ketchikan, more in the town square, they have this designated stadium area where they do this lumberjack show for all of the tourists. And it is as lumberjack as you can get.
Lumberjack-esque.
There are flannel shirts. There are muscular men.
Chainsaws,
there are chainsaws.
Lumber.
Lumber.
Jack.
Lumbers. More lumber.
Yeah. Trees. Lumber.
And it was such a fun show. That was honestly one of my favorite parts of everything. Because that was one of the moments where I'm like, well, if I didn't know that eagle told me I was in Alaska, this sure did tell me I was in Alaska too.
The eagle and the sights.
Yeah. Everything just reaffirming to me.
So just to describe the lumberjack show, because someone thought that it was like singing and dancing and whatever else. But actually what happens is it's a...
That would be nice, though.
A friendly competition where you have two lumberjack teams that are facing off against each other, trying to saw wood the fastest or chainsaw wood or, you know, cut wood.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's just all a competition. At the very end, they do a... they walk on the logs or try to get each other off the log.
Yeah, what is it, a log toss? Is that what they call it when they're on water and they have to run? And
yeah.
It was really cool, though. Some of the stuff.
Very talented.
Very impressive, especially watching them chop that wood.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so it's the Great Alaskan Lumberjack Show is what it's called. And I would say it is great. It lives up to its name. And they have a chant. Cassie, I'm forgetting. Well, how did that chant go?
Yo-ho!
Kind of like a pirate, except not like...
Or like the guy in Frozen. That's just what I thought of every time.
Does he say Yoo-hoo! That in Frozen?
He says yoo-hoo, but...
Yo-ho! And it's really funny to watch the lumberjacks get people in. Because, as Cassie mentioned before, the cruise ship we were on, and I think Alaska in general, just really invites an older crowd.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's just not fair. Because... They kept saying, who's the loudest one in the audience? And I was
clearly
yelling.
Like, if you know Colton, you know that he can be loud.
He's got a 28-year-old voice. 21. I'm 21 years old.
Come
dang
on.
It. I haven't aged in 7 years. But anyway, I was giving it my all.
Forever.
My face was turning red. I was wearing a flannel shirt, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
And just kept getting passed by these little old ladies who I was like, you did not make a noise.
Yeah.
Okay. He might have thought it was you.
What they got was a signed postcard with all the lumberjacks on
it. Oh, is that
it?
Yes. I didn't want that. Well, the kid got the chair.
Yes. Yeah.
So they made a chair. It was part of a spoof. Not the funniest
don't
spoof.
Give it away.
Oh.
It was clever.
It was clever. Oh, it was really clever.
Yeah. He's remembering.
And it was funny that the kid had to carry that around for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. But they did make a chair for him, which is pretty cool.
But yeah. If anyone goes to Ketchikan, go see the Great Alaskan Lumberjack Show. It's so fun.
We give it how many stars out of how many stars?
18 out of 18 probably for me.
Wow, yeah. I would say.
Pageantry, shirts, left bicep size. I mean.
Yep.
It checks all, checks all of the boxes for me.
Which
so
is all the boxes you need.
I have quite a few.
Yeah.
So anyway, after that, we just wandered around Ketchikan. And
it was
pretty
fun.
Cool.
Yeah, they have these staircases in the middle of alleys. And they're actually named as streets, which is pretty awesome. You are walking up a staircase and it's actually a street.
Yeah, and the state takes care of the maintenance on them too.
Yeah.
So you could say, like, I live off of this street, and that street is actually just a staircase up to your apartment.
Which is kind of funny.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And it's pretty hilly, and so we found a specific staircase that went up kind of high, and we could kind of see, you know, mostly Ketchikan. Alaska. We could see all of Alaska from there.
Yeah, and the view was pretty cool because just off the shore of Ketchikan is an island. And they were explaining to us, I forget what the name is. It's a very
Douglas
difficult
island?
Name to...
Oh. Are you sure? Are you sure that that's
it's
the right
It's some Native
place?
American name. I think it was Douglas.
No, Ketchikan is actually on an island.
But there was another island. I thought there was the island right off the shore that was the one that didn't have any power.
Oh, probably. That was something that was very interesting, is there's a bunch of islands in Alaska, and people just live on them without power or running water. That's hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
You ride a canoe into town, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, so you got to do what you got to canoe.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was pretty cool just learning about the history. They did say there were quite a few whales. Not quite a few. I guess they'd randomly see some killer whales in the waters, but kind of more rare because the pass is so small.
Humpback whales, yeah.
Yep. So anything else to say about Ketchikan? I mean, it was such a fun thing.
Oh, they have Creek Street. That was a fun place to go. We went and walked along Creek Street.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just, it was a street,
yeah.
Which was another like pathway thing, boardwalk along a creek. Imagine that. And it was just a bunch of really colorful buildings that used to be brothels back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
So...
And there's a lot of those.
Lot of those. That was something that we did notice as well, is that Alaska was kind of just the place to go for the brothels, I guess.
That's why the economy is so good there.
Yep.
No, but yeah. But anyway, really great sights to see. Such a fun spot. So we board back on the cruise ship at around like 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Made the mistake of FaceTiming our baby.
On the way back on.
He laughed. And it was so cute. But then he
really
got
sweet.
Real sad.
Yeah.
So... Sorry, Mom and Dad.
Yes, we
I'm
apologize.
Sorry, but we wanted to say hi.
He was so sweet, though.
And after that, we went up. We had dinner, of course. Went to the jacuzzi.
Oh, we do have to explain dinner. So dinner on a cruise, it's fancy, and they have kind of smaller portions, and you can pretty much order whatever you want plus another entree if you want. So I just had to explain that.
Oh, yeah, and multiple desserts.
Order whatever you want. Yeah, yeah, and it's all very, very yummy.
Yep. And then we watched a show, the December 63s, which was a Frank Valli impersonation group.
Yeah.
And it was
band.
Pretty good. If you don't know who that is, it's the Jersey Boys.
Sherry! Sherry, baby, Sherry!
I just inserted that clip. I do not own the rights to that song I just played for you. Anyway, it was a great time in Ketchikan. So we got on our boat and yo-ho went to the next port, which was?
I don't even remember. Was it Skagway? Juneau.
Juneau. Actually, so before we got there, early in the morning, Cassie and I arose and went up to the pool area because we got a great view of a huge glacier.
Oh, yeah. We can't forget about that.
We can't forget
about
that.
So this was a main part of the cruise, actually. It was called the fjord sightseeing part of the cruise, where we went into a fjord and... saw icebergs and just beautiful, like, glacier water, because glacier water is kind of a different color than other water. That was probably not my favorite part, but it was just a cool thing to notice, that it was very turquoise looking. And it brought us right into this glacier, and then it did a full spin, I think twice.
Oh, yeah.
And then we went back out, but...
The cruise ship did a full spin. Just
yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, just, yeah, turned
a
around.
Huge cruise ship. I mean, yeah. It's like a skyscraper on the water.
It was really cool.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
And looking at the mountain ranges that are carved like half pipes, like skateboard half pipes, because of ancient glaciers that were there before was really amazing. I mean, the landscape in Alaska, you can't beat. I mean, everywhere you look is a picture.
Yeah.
And that one was really cool. So we pull up to this glacier, And the anticipation was pretty cool because you can see that we were in this, for lack of a better word, valley where we had mountain ranges on both sides. Yes. What do they call it?
And it got pretty close.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, at some points, it was a tight, not tight squeeze, but it,
yeah, I mean, between icebergs and between the land. Yeah, yeah, it was
so
close.
So many icebergs.
And so we see this huge glacier, and they let a few individuals off because they paid for the excursion to go up there on a smaller boat. But we still had a pretty good view, and you can actually even hear there was a small chunk that broke off, and it was like thunder echoing
crash
throughout. It was
not quite
so
that loud,
cool,
but you could
hear, that,
like, yeah, that kind of sound.
Yeah.
No, I actually, so we were sitting in the inside pool area, because it was warmer in there, and, I knew that we were coming up to the glacier, and I really wanted to get up there and see. So I left Colton to save our spot because we were sitting in this really comfy pod chair couch thing. I don't even know how to describe it.
Pod
and I went up
couch
there, and it really was one of those moments. So I like went up and could see it out there. And it was one of those moments where it really did just kind of take my breath away because it was just that cool. You hear so much about glaciers. You see so much about them. And then to be able to see one in real life, it was just pretty amazing.
Oh yeah, to meet one in person was pretty cool. Very
meet
nice
one
glacier too.
Yeah, very nice.
Well, it was kind cool. We actually did hear it break.
Yeah,
it wasn't
that
a lot,
fun,
but I mean,
yeah,
it's probably it happens
something
all the time.
Yeah,
it was really cool. So that was definitely a different experience, an outer experience, if you will.
Outer.
Hashtag bringing it back.
What?
So then we pull around. Took a few hours to get to our next location, which was the capital of Alaska, Juneau. Do you know what, Cassie? That was a really fun one, too. What did we do there?
So we had an excursion later that night because we were in Juneau later. So we got into Juneau and decided to just kind of explore a little bit and walk along and see some of the shops. But then we were like, hey, let's actually find something else to do. So I Googled what to do in Juneau. And one of the first things I could see, or the coolest looking things I could see, was called Glacier National Park. Is that right?
I believe so.
Glacier Park or something like that.
Let me see.
Glacier
Gardens, I
Glacier
think.
Gardens, you're right. Glacier Gardens. So we got an Uber and went to Glacier Gardens.
Uber.
If you do happen to go to Juneau and want to go there, just ride the city bus. It's much cheaper, and they go straight there.
But
our
driver
was
pretty
nice.
Cool.
He was really nice, and it was a fun little.
And I don't ever
adventure.
Usually, I've never really done Uber.
That was our first time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a good experience. He was really nice. It was
a
minivan. So you get there and you get into this greenhouse, and the greenhouse is filled with plants, like all the hanging plants that you see on your grandma's porch.
Mm-hmm.
It was filled with those. And I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, this will be kind of cool. It looks kind of fun.
Never seen a flower before, so.
Yeah, something new. But actually, they take you up in a golf cart to the top of the, like, view to this viewpoint up in the middle of, I don't even know.
Juno.
Who knows? And you can see Juno from the very top. But
well, one thing to note that I want to insert is that Alaska is very rainforesty.
Yeah, it's actually a rainforest.
Yeah.
A lot of it is.
So Glacier Gardens was in the middle of this rainforest, and as our driver was driving up, and he was very knowledgeable.
Jake.
He'd been working there for a very long time.
His uncle owned the place.
Yeah, and so he was explaining to us just some of the pieces that his uncle had put in, and there was these really cool upside-down tree arrangements. So what happens in these rainforests is that the soil doesn't run very deep, so the roots run out, and they intertwine together. Now, when a tree dies from the inside
the
out,
shallow
whatever type
roots
of tree it was. But
yeah.
Anyway, what had happened is one of these trees had toppled over.
Well, hold on.
Go ahead.
So a landslide came through several years before and tore up a very large portion of this. It's right on the border of Tongass National Park. So there was this massive landslide that tore up this huge portion of this this land that this family bought. And so they bought it with the intention of fixing it up and making it look nice and restoring it.
Mm-hmm.
So he was going through and restoring it. Go ahead.
and became frustrated, as all of us do when we're doing any type of work. And he took whatever he was using, the machine, and like...
Steve is his name.
What did he do? Like throw the tree?
So yeah, he was using some kind of a excavator or something. I don't know the proper word. And he picked up the tree and tried to throw it with this machine. And it actually landed in the mud with the roots sticking straight up. And the roots are like a big... Like if you were to put your hand with your fingers open facing up, I guess it's just kind of what it is, like a bowl in a way.
Oh yeah.
So
upon doing that, he looked at it and was like, "Hey, I've got an idea." And so he liked the way it looked. So what he did was he took fish net, put it over the top of the now bottom part of the tree.
Yeah.
And then put soil. Then put the bottom of the now top of the tree.
There you go.
And then put soil in it, and then planted flowers, like multicolored flower arrangements. So throughout Glacier Gardens, there are these arrangements where it's an upside-down tree sticking out with flowers on top of it.
If you just look it up online, it's a really cool, it's just fun.
Oh, yeah.
Very different.
I never seen something like that before.
And the other thing that impressed me about this place, because aside from it just being this beautiful natural landscape, this guy, Steve, and his wife, Cindy, is her name, they work there every single day and have been for I don't know how many years, probably something like 20,
mm-hmm.
Every single day working to make it, like, beautiful. They plant and then take out these plants every single year that they have there, and it's thousands, but they do it by hand every single year, replant all mm-hmm. of these. And then he's just like there building roads, making sure that these golf carts can make it up to this beautiful viewpoint.
Oh, and yeah, because it's a climb.
Thousands
of feet up there, and you can see all of Juneau when you get to the top, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So do yourselves a favor and Google Glacier Gardens Juneau. And you'll see what we're talking about with the upside-down flowers. It's really cool.
Way fun.
I mean, there's so much wildlife out there. They said they get the occasional bear that they'll see.
Yeah.
But there's also an eagle's nest right there, and they have a live camera.
BBC came in and gave them a camera so that they can see it. And there was actually a baby, a little eaglet there.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
It was really cute. So after that tour, which again we'd highly recommend, we took a bus back into the main part of Juneau because we had another excursion in Juneau, and that one was awesome. What was that one, Cassie?
We went whale watching.
Whale watching.
Oh,
so if you knew me in second grade, which most of you did.
I did not.
Because it's probably just my family listening at this point. I wanted to be a marine biologist because I was fascinated by whales. They are just huge. Gentle giants. There's just such a sacredness to them, just how massive they are and how like they're just so odd, you know, like 50
foot. Can't help but respect these animals.
Yeah, these gigantic animals that are not mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Anyway, in this part of Alaska, in Juneau, humpback whales are... That's just their feeding grounds during that time of the year. I mean, they said, how did they put it? It's pretty much become like just, it's just, what do they say? What's the word? Where they're just always there.
I don't know.
Anyway, they're always there. And yeah,
domesticated
the whales, so they're just around
that area. Yeah, and
they
don't necessarily care about the boats anymore because they all just come.
Yeah, because it's so frequent that there are whale watching. So, unfortunately, it's not like how humpbacks act in Hawaii, where they're kind of more energetic and show-offy because they're in mating season. This is just strictly business. They are just eating. They are there to eat and breathe. That's what they do. But it was really cool. We got aboard this smaller boat, and what would happen is in the distance you would see a blowhole or a spout shooting up, and you'd call it out so you can assist the captain. And Cassie had an eye for humpbacks. Let me tell you, you saw like
something
the first two or three.
I just had a good spot. I think we were right where the boat curved, and so we had a door right in front of us that was like a, it had like a window door. On it. Yeah. So we didn't have anyone in front of us. It was pretty perfect spot.
Oh, we got a good spot.
Yeah.
And they gave you binoculars, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Even though we had the real big ones for my dad, which are great.
We had some great ones.
Thank you, Dad. Yeah. Anyway, we'd see those and Cassie would yell out, oh, over there. And then you go like, you know, 9 o'clock or whatever o'clock it was. And what these whales do is when they're eating, they'll breathe like 4 or 5 times before they take a real deep dive.
So you see a spout.
So you see a spout.
And the spout's like, it as it comes up, it like vaporizes in the air. So it's not like a, not like.
It shoots a good 10 or 15 feet up there.
Yeah, but it's not like, because when I thought spout, I was thinking like.
Like when I blow water out of my mouth?
Yeah, or what's the thing called in Yellowstone?
Old Faithful.
Old Faithful. I'm thinking like Old Faithful, you know? Not that big, but that's what I'm thinking, just like water spraying out. But no, it's like vaporizing in the air, so it's like a puff. Mm-hmm. It looks like smoke almost.
So we'd rush over there upon the first breath of the whale, hopefully get close enough to him. The boat would like just sit right there at that spot, wait for another one, and you'd see it a couple times. And then upon the fourth or fifth time of taking breaths, we see the humpback arch its back, seeing that glorious humpback of which it got its name from.
Yes.
And then you'd see the tail.
Yeah.
Hashtag whale tail. Hashtag. And we got some pretty good pictures. I mean, we saw over 10 probably.
It was such an exciting thing. I don't know why, because it's not like we were seeing it go up above the water. Breach is what it's called.
Yeah, they weren't jumping around.
That first time seeing the whale tail, oh, so fun.
It was really cool.
Exciting and... Yeah.
And they're just such, like, they're so majestic and just gigantic. If you've ever seen Fantasia 2000, that's what a humpback whale is.
And Fantasia 2000.
Anyway, that was such a fun thing, you know, and they got us dinner, and the dinner was actually really good on that boat.
Very yummy.
And you definitely feel the movement a little bit more.
Yeah, but.
But being outside was really cool because they have a top level you can go outside.
Yeah, and it was chilly, but by the end,
so
I just
good.
Didn't even care. Yeah,
oh,
it was so fun to be out there and to see. Yeah.
And it's almost like they knew we were ending because there were like three
right
at the end. And
right
like,
at the end.
Well, we'll see you guys later.
Okay, well, bye. Yeah. See you again real soon. Yeah.
They're
very
nice.
Cool.
Yeah. Then we got bored of the ship and rowed to our next destination. Were we at sea, that one? We were at sea. No, we weren't.
No, I think we went straight.
We did. Yeah, so after that, we went to our third location in Alaska, which was our final stop
Alaska,
in Alaska.
Yeah.
And that is Skagway. Or some, as the natives call it, Skaggle Rock.
Really?
They don't call it that.
Oh.
I just called it that because Fraggle Rock.
Okay.
What did we do in Skagway, Cassie?
In Skagway, hold on. Got to consult my pictures.
Oh, you want me to go through it?
Yeah, you go. Oh, I know what we did in Skagway. So in Skagway, we rode the White Pass Railroad.
Oh, yeah. Very iconic train in Skagway.
Yeah.
Really cool. I enjoyed that. So we took a bus up into Canada. Up the mountain to the railway where we would descend and, basically be on this train for an hour and a half. While on our journey up, we saw a bear and her
cute.
Baby
yeah.
bear.
Yeah, it was very cool.
It was really cool. They were cute and chubby.
Yeah, couldn't see them too well, but we could see them.
Yeah, we saw them.
Yeah.
Barely. So then we got aboard the train, and there were some really good views on the train. Again, the landscape
beautiful.
In Alaska is just beautiful, and Skagway is definitely no exception to that. So huge mountain ranges, beautiful waterfalls everywhere you look. There's a waterfall.
Yeah.
And beautiful trees, just you name it, some really cool stuff.
Again, during this, they had a spot where you could go stand outside, and that was probably...
That was fun.
It was just cool. It was just fun to go stand outside as you were riding on this little railway. And
some of the... I guess some of the parts of the track get pretty treacherous, and it looks scary. Because, I mean, they're taking
scary.
These turns on these very steep mountain, you know, edges.
There's not even a it's literally just the railway.
Yeah,
there's
and then there's
even
the one
foot
part where you
it.
Could see an old train at the bottom.
Yes. There was a railway car smashed at the bottom, which was probably like, I don't know, 200 years old or
something.
You'd
think they'd clean that up.
You would think.
It probably adds to it, I guess.
Yeah, it does. It's cool. And at one point, we were pretty high up, and you could look down into the valley and see the port where the ship was.
And according to the train conductor, that was his favorite view in all of Alaska.
I didn't know that. In all of Alaska.
I think he said that. Or maybe he said Skagway.
It was a very cool train ride. Oh,
it was cool. Go inside the tunnels and stuff like that.
Yes, there was a couple of tunnels. I loved, as we were riding along, there was, we were hugging that mountainside, and obviously it had been carved out for this railway, and the water would just run down because it was all melting, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Because this was a spot. It was high enough elevation that there was snow, and it was all melting, so there was water just kind of spraying down on the side as we were, like, I don't know, a foot away from it.
That was really cool.
That was really awesome.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
So that was really fun. And then we got down to Skagway, had lunch at this local, what is it? What did I say? Like a sports bar type of thing?
Yeah, sports bar.
It was good.
It was.
Right?
Yeah.
We had cheeseburgers.
Yeah. No, I had a pulled pork sandwich. It was really good, actually.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Are you sure you didn't have that in Ketchikan?
Yeah, you're right. I didn't have that there.
I think we had cheeseburgers in Skagway.
Trying to remember this.
Anyway, it was good though. It actually was really tasty. It was a little bit of a wait, obviously, because basically something to note with all three of these locations is these cruise ships double or triple the population of the town that you visit because there are so many people on those cruise ships. So
I remember that place.
Yeah,
that was actually really good.
I liked that one a lot.
And it was a bigger spot. Yeah, really good fries.
Yeah, so we went there, and then the rest of Skagway. I mean, it's pretty small. There were a few things I wish that we had done in Skagway. There's a zip line course that a lot of our friends took, and they loved it. But the one, this is one of my biggest Alaska regrets, is not seeing the sled dogs.
Yeah.
I thought we signed up for it, but I guess we didn't.
They had a little sled dog park where you could go watch them as they rode around, and that would have been really awesome.
Yeah, apparently these dogs love it. So these are, you know, the dogs that are trained to do the Iditarod, and they just love it. I mean, to them, it's fun to be competitive, and that's what I heard. So that was something that I actually liked hearing, because sometimes you think, like, oh, those poor dogs, you know, carrying these people.
Yeah.
But they love it. They said they couldn't wait to do it.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they would do it, you could just see, like, these dogs were just having fun.
And if they're not able to pull, then they're in their little cage just whining and whining to get out there.
Yeah,
because
they want to. They just want
to
play.
Yeah.
Really cool. So the rest of Skagway, again, is pretty touristy. We bought a few Alaska shirts, because when in Rome, buy an Alaska shirt.
That was our last Alaska one.
Exactly. It was great. And then we went back to the ship, and we got a massage that was free.
Or so we thought. So, obviously, when you buy things on a cruise line, because you already pay a flat fee to be able to go on there to stay all of the nights, and then to get the food that's included, you pay that flat fee. So anything extra on a cruise line, they just jack up the price times, I don't even know how
many. It probably wasn't too bad of a price, honestly, for a massage like that.
I don't know
about it. We got a great massage.
It was an incredible massage.
We were under the impression that it was paid for, which is fine, because we would have paid for it anyway. But it was really funny, because here's the thing. We thought we had, like, extra credit.
Yeah.
On this ship.
So we're like, hey.
And we're all like bragging to our friends. We're like, hey, what are you guys going to use with this extra blank amount of dollars? And they're like, we only got this.
Significantly less. Yeah,
it was a sixth of what we thought.
Yes. So we blew our fantasy credit on.
Exactly. Everything's paid for except for that massage.
Yeah. But it was really great. And
it was
because,
great.
I mean, if you go in there, like, telling them that you're interested, they will bend over backwards just to get your money, you know?
Oh, like, yeah. They didn't have any openings. Like, hey, I think we want to get a massage. Like, oh,
right,
good.
Now.
And then they'd call the people who had reservations. Like, oh, hey,
said,
we're too busy.
Yeah, you'll have to come in an hour later because we're busy. They really
all right.
I want it now. Okay.
Deal.
And then we even got the room with an ocean view. I don't know if that was always nice. What they do.
It was a couple's massage, and pretty much we got massaged for an hour individually, and then they put our hands together.
So it was really nice. We got to hold hands at the end. And exactly. I had no idea it was called his hand until I opened my eyes.
It was holding
I was like,
hand.
Why is this lady holding my hand?
But it was great. That was my first was like really professional good. Massage other than one after a marathon, and that was just, that hurt, and I don't think they were professional.
They were just being nice.
They were nice. They was good. Yeah. Anyway, so that was Skagway, and that was Alaska.
If you're
so that
not
was
naked,
our last
it's not
stop
professional.
There. Is that the rule? Wait a minute, were you naked during that one? That doesn't
not
count.
Not professional. Just kidding. Anyway.
That was the last stop in Alaska. So we had one more stop on the cruise.
But we had a sea day in between, is that right?
Oh, we did.
Yeah, because what we actually did, so that was up, and then we loop back around. Or maybe we looped by the time we got to Skagway.
We pretty much take a cruise all the way around Alaska, and then end up right where we started from. There's this beautiful separation between Alaska and Canada that's part of the Pacific, and
it's magical.
The Great Alaskan Pass. And yeah. So the sea day, I just remember it was kind of a bumpy morning.
Yeah.
Because we were just out at sea.
Really
Unfortunately,
bumpy.
It was real cloudy while we were there. I was really looking forward to seeing kind of the skies.
The views.
One thing was pretty cool. I mean, it doesn't get dark in Alaska until
was
11
it,
o'clock
Was
at
it
night.
When we were pulling out of Skagway that we went and did the hot glass cool sounds?
Probably.
That was, okay, I have to shout out to the hot glass show, because up on the very top deck, it's deck 15, I think, or 14, I don't even know. They have a hot glass show. And it's they have a full-on glass studio up on this deck, and you can watch them make things. And I think during this one, they were making a platter. Is that right?
Probably.
And they had a DJ out there playing some cool sounds. It was so cool.
It was really cool.
It was really awesome.
And they're really good. I mean, that's a lot of the things with these performances and with the entertainment is they get some professionals at this stuff
yeah.
that really... I mean, the stuff
well,
that they made were
she was playing the flute.
Fantastic.
Yeah. The
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the sounds.
Oh, the sounds, too. Yeah. Well,
they're
duh. Like,
good.
Both of them.
I like when the
they
guy would say certain things like, put your hands in the air, and then it would, like, repeat, and you're like, we're just watching a glass.
Yeah,
glass,
it's
man.
All right. But I loved
but
that.
It was good.
It was so fun.
It was a great
like
vibe. I was like, hey, I'm digging this.
And then you look around, and we're still kind of in this, like, pass part where you can see mountains on either side and the sun's at the perfect point to just be beautiful. It was
it was really cool.
Gorgeous.
That's true.
Anyway.
Good memory.
Yeah. Sorry, go
was
on.
Was that the night that we did that other show with the acrobats and stuff like that?
I think so, yeah.
That was a pretty cool show. The way they described it was it's like Lady Gaga meets Mozart. The dancing wasn't impressive.
No, I feel bad saying that because, I mean, they're on a boat that's like rocking back and forth. Like, how easy can it be?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you kind
but
of expect...
But the acrobats are the ones who are standing on a chair with
so
one arm.
Cool. Yeah, the
they can
acrobats.
Do that on a boat. You can synchronize
we were
dance
like,
step.
We were like, come on, move on with the dancing. I want to see the acrobats.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
they were
just
swinging
ripped
on the
guys
ropes.
Doing...
Yeah, that's
crazy
why Colton
things.
Wanted this, yeah.
Oh, man, that man.
Yeah.
That's what I was like.
Yeah.
But it was really fun. That was a cool show. So the next day I was at sea. We had a bumpy morning. Ping pong tournament later.
Yep.
What's it called one? What's that one funeral home
Forest
in L.A.?
Lawn.
Forest Lawn.
They
boy,
have
oh, boy,
they
they're
have
the best.
Quite the crew on there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, then we also saw a whale at lunch. I don't know if you remember this,
oh
but we
yeah.
saw a humpback whale.
Yeah.
So sometimes, occasionally, you'll see some wildlife.
One of wildlife. The many meals we had.
Yeah. And unfortunately, we didn't see any orcas on our trip. There were actually, there was a couple that we met in a jacuzzi. And who knows, they might have been full of, you know, garbage.
Food.
But they
oh.
said that they saw a pod of orcas.
Yep.
Which would have been really cool.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah. It's rare around that time of year, they said, that you'll see orcas. And
I'm sure it was really far off, so uh-huh. whatever.
But
yeah,
anyway,
didn't miss anything.
They got to see him, and they thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, after our day at sea, we went to our final destination, which was Victoria, British Columbia,
Canada.
Is it British Columbia? Is that what BC stands for?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
We really know our geography.
I was thinking District of Columbia, but then I was like, wait.
That's Victoria, D.C.
United States.
It's actually D.C. Comics. What's the D stand for in D.C. Comics?
I think it's Detective.
Detective Comics?
Comics.
Nuh-uh.
Yep.
Detective Comics Comics, because they call it D.C. Comics.
That's why they make fun of it.
All right, we're off on a tangent.
Anyway, we pull into Victoria, and that was a pretty great city.
It was.
Surprisingly enough. We see maple leaves everywhere.
We didn't have a lot of time there, and it took a long time for our boat to get through customs, apparently. And I don't know.
Who knew? They let
us off late,
yep.
And then we were only there for like 5 hours, I want to say.
It was a pretty quick trip, but it was really fun. So we took this
bus to
Bouchard Gardens. The bus driver was pretty funny. He was giving all these facts about Canada and saying, like, did you know that we're the only ones who do this? Take that.
Yeah. Yeah. He was really sweet and really nice, but he was really monotone. And I think everyone was really tired. Our bus of like 20 people, probably two of them were awake.
Everyone just out. And he would make these jokes.
And nobody would laugh. It was so sad. Asleep.
Yeah. But he kept going. I think he spoke the whole time.
He was doing great.
Oh, yeah.
Poor guy.
So anyway, pull up to these gardens, and it's like an amusement park, but gardens.
Yeah.
Bouchard was different actually lands. Really cool.
Like fantasy land, but it's the
Yeah,
the lower
there's like
garden.
the Japanese garden, the Italian garden. There's the sunken garden, which I thought was really cool. Because you go over this bend and you see this massive garden that's just
below.
Yeah, like 100 feet below you.
Yeah.
And everything is really, it's kind of like that other place, except, you know that they have much larger staff. So everything is really up. The upkeep is great. Everything's in bloom.
Hundreds of different plants, and we don't know the actual facts, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, massive.
And it's fun to just walk through, and they have all these bushes shaped like different animals. And
yeah, they dropped us off, and we were there for like, they said we were like 2.5 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours. I remember thinking to myself, like, that's going to be a long time to be at a garden.
We barely made it through.
We barely made it through, yeah. There was so much to see, and honestly, a lot of cool stuff to see.
Yeah.
So great landscape.
There's a rose garden as well.
Cool fountains.
Fountains, yep.
Cool bears made out of flowers, bushes, bush bears.
There was a redwood tree there, which I'd never seen before. That was impressive.
Yeah. So a lot of very diverse garden, really pretty.
Yeah, very, very pretty.
Yeah.
Highly recommend it.
Yeah, so then we headed back, and this was kind of another bummer, but not a huge bummer, but we missed out on that chocolate place.
Yeah,
the ice cream
so
place.
There's a place that we
Chocolat
were...
Chocolat Favorite?
Yeah, it was recommended, and we didn't quite make it because they closed right before we made it back. But basically, they have these
ice cream cones that you could put like whatever the heck you want in them, and then they dip it in chocolate, and then they dip that in chocolate, and then they dip that
in
chocolate.
No, just think of what you would want to do with an ice cream cone, and that's just what they do, you know?
Yeah.
All of your wildest dreams on
the
an ice
cream
cone.
The pictures were really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it looked good.
So the initial plan with the bus was just to take you right back to the cruise ship, but Cassie and I and a few of our friends, shout out Brady and Laura, were like, hey, you know what? Let's explore
Victoria a little bit.
So they dropped us off at this hotel. What is that hotel called? Do you remember?
This is at the Empress.
Good memory.
At 10 o'clock at night, mind you, or like 9:30. And Victoria pretty much like nobody's out after 10.
Yeah.
And the town's all closed by 10, but our boat doesn't leave until midnight. So we were like we have plenty of time, but
let's go wander around.
Yeah, so we just went.
So we explored that beautiful hotel, and the whole time I'm just thinking, Justin Bieber has probably stayed here.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right?
Justin and whatever Canadian, Jim Carrey.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon.
Kevin.
I don't think he's Canadian. Anyway, but we were there, and it was really cool. And then there's the Capitol building, which is also beautiful. The architecture in Victoria was no joke. It was really an interesting city and really fun.
It was.
The few blocks that we got to walk around in.
We barely got to see it, but it was very cool. I wish we could have seen more.
There was that really cool dock area where they had a bunch of markets right on the water, right next to the boats and all that stuff. Do you remember? Right where we got dropped off.
Oh.
Right across the street from the hotel.
Tiny. Oh, oh. Yeah, we didn't get to really go into
it. We didn't really get
it.
To go there, no. But I think there were restaurants right there. I just thought that was so cool. Yeah. Just right next to the
right
boats.
On a pier.
Yeah.
So pretty.
That seemed really cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, beautiful area. Walked around. Happened to run into John and Jen. Hashtag
John
shout
and Jen.
Out. Yeah. And that was pretty cool because then we got to walk back with some more friends and you know, see what it feels like to be a Canadian.
Yep.
And while en route to our ship,
yep.
we got pulled over
by a
police officer
while
we were
walking. On foot. Yeah.
Well, he's just checking in.
Yeah, he was just wondering what we were doing because it wasn't just us. So it was, there's, you know, six people and then there was other cruise ship goers behind us.
Yeah,
as well.
So it was like a 10 something.
Yeah.
And then he's like, hey, what you doing, eh? And we're like, just going back to the boat. And he's like,
oh, cool.
Cool. And he drove off.
Yep. That was it.
For a second, I was like, we are getting arrested.
And then we're not going to be able to make it back to America. When am I going to tell my family?
Exactly. But that didn't happen.
Canadians are nice.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. We got maple syrup.
Yep. Right next to the boat, some little gift shop.
Yeah.
And some Smarties, which aren't actually Smarties. They're M&Ms, but Canadian kind.
Yep.
And Aero, is that what it's called? A-E-R-O, that chocolate.
Oh, is that
pretty
the one with
bubbles?
Pretty
much, it's just, yeah, like, come on.
You come on, get rid of the bubbles.
Yeah, put more chocolate in
there. We can
just
do it, you
cheap,
can do it.
Cheap way of trying to save money, I guess. Not enough chocolate in Canada. I've got an idea.
How about we put bubbles in the chocolate?
Bubbles, they won't even know. This chocolate comes with air.
It was pretty good chocolate, though.
It was. It was yummy. It. Made it smoother.
So Victoria was our final stay, our final stop on a glorious cruise.
It was.
It was really fun. And that night, we were just like, you know what? Let's live it up a little bit.
Yep.
So we went to the upper buffet, which is open 24/7, I think.
Yeah, they have certain items that are, well, I think until like 2 a.m. pizza and pasta is served or something.
Yeah, so I got
But they actually kept it open later that night, so the buffet had pretty much everything.
And we went crazy.
We went a little
crazy. I got
a
grilled quesadilla, which was
so
phenomenal.
Good.
Yeah. Most of the food, I'd say, was good.
It was
Some
it
of
was
it was
decent.
Really
it was
good.
It was cafeteria food at the buffet.
Yeah. The dinners were good.
Yeah.
Were really, the
dessert
was great.
Yes, at the restaurant.
Yep. But the buffet food, I thought, was just kind of subpar. But that
it
quesadilla was phenomenal. I had like 4 slices of pizza.
And then they had...
I had ice cream.
Ice cream. And they have... gelato. They had a gelato bar, lots of different gelato. That
yeah, so we went crazy and ate a whole lot. At least I did.
Yeah, me too.
It was really good. It was fun. It was fun just hanging out. Everyone got one thing that's so fun, at least being on the trip that we went on, is, you know, I feel like our company has such a large group of good people. I don't know.
Really
just
awesome
probably
people.
Just because whoever works for them is a good person like me, you know. Kind of thing, so. No, but... a lot of, you know, people in similar situations around our age, and it was really fun to kind of kick back with them, you know, talk about things, you know, talk about Alaska and just share these experiences, which are very rare. I mean, Alaska's not a normal place, and it's really cool to have those experiences, and you get really close with a lot of people you're on the boat with. And we played, what's it called, for a few hours?
Scum. That was really fun.
And not going to brag, but I ended as Captain Tathos. So,
as in the president.
Is it your captain speaking? I don't know. You know, I don't remember how his voice went because I don't feel like I'm doing it. So
captain
our captain
Tassos.
Was Captain Tassos, and every morning at 10 a.m. he would get on the intercom and just tell you stuff. And he was really funny.
Yeah, which
he'd make jokes all the time. I think he's from Greece, but you can follow him at Captain Tassos
on
Instagram. I follow him.
Seems like a nice guy.
Tassos. Anyway. Really cool night, and it was a fun day. Oh, and then we went to Seattle the next day, which was really fun before our flight.
Yeah, we got to go explore Seattle.
Never been to Seattle.
Natalie and Ben.
Shout out.
Yep.
And whoever else we didn't shout out. Who else didn't we shout out?
Cassidy and Noble.
Yep. Who else?
Are we missing someone?
I hope not.
Just cut out all
they probably won't even listen.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we went to Seattle. And Fisherman's Pike, or what's it called? Pike's Pier.
Pike's Place.
Pike's Place. Pike and that was pretty cool because they throw fish every now and then.
That's not even the most important thing. it's just a massive farmer's market.
Yep.
I love farmer's markets. They have all these people making all their own stuff, you know.
Yeah, like there's some really cool artsy stuff. I mean,
they
it's
make
very
it for $3 and sell it for $30.
Some of it's pretty hippie-ish that you're just like, well, wait a minute, this didn't take you that long. You're charging me $30
yeah.
bucks
what
to
is
buy
this?
It.
But it was great. It was so fun.
It was cool. It had a really good atmosphere. Everyone was really nice.
Yeah.
And then we went down below that to the gum wall, which, oh, yeah. I mean, who cares?
It
it's just gum.
But it was like an entire alley. It's not just a wall. I always thought it was just like a small portion of a wall, but it's the entire alley just has gum
it's
everywhere.
Gross.
And I guess they scrape it off like every 3 months.
As
anyway,
they should.
If you really want to, go to it. If not, who cares? You're not missing that much. And then we walked over to this other place where they had we walked to go see the needle up closer. And over by the Space Needle, they had this huge festival going on.
Yeah, we got
really
lucky.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yes, there was food trucks all over the place. There were live bands playing. And needless to say, it was really fun.
We got homemade mac and cheese.
Yep.
And
pizza.
Yeah.
It was really good. Yeah. But Seattle really caught me off guard because I was expecting
it
to just be
really
like
fun.
I'm like, this is not going to be that cool, but it is a cool city,
it's
and it's
really
nice,
awesome
and you can walk
city.
Around
yeah.
a lot,
yeah.
meet some
easy
friendly
to
people,
walk.
Meet some crazy people.
Yeah, we were walking back towards the cruise ship terminal because we had left our luggage there. We didn't want to have to carry it around Seattle with us, and some guy in overalls started walking next to us, and I was like, oh, you can pass us, because we were walking pretty slow, and he's like, oh, no, I'm fine, and then he started talking to us.
was that was all the invitation he needed yeah. to tell us his life story.
He was really nice.
He was
though.
Really nice, but he kept the pace slow, and I was like,
yeah.
you know, we do
dude,
have to get back.
Dude, you got
to
pick it up. yeah, we did have to go catch our flight.
But he was a really nice guy. And
he
that's
was really
yeah, that
nice.
Was a lot
it
of the people there were nice.
Yeah,
know?
It was just fun to get to experience Seattle.
Great place.
Yep.
Well, Cassie, I think we did it.
We did it.
We went through our week in Alaska.
How long?
Long. Over an hour. thank you for those who listened. You know, I hope you enjoyed this. This is a great place for us to at least document our memories and
yeah.
revisit them together. And hopefully you enjoyed the experience, got a small taste of what Alaska is like. If you ever have the opportunity to go, do it, because it's so fun. It was just
so
great.
Fun.
It's something I'm going to remember for the rest of my life, and it's a place that I can honestly say isn't like any other that I've ever visited.
Yeah, very unique.
Yep. With that said, we thank you. If you have any questions or if you'd like to leave some comments, feel
thank
free
you.
To reach out to us at our email, which is outerexperiencepodcast@gmail.com. I'm Colton, and this is Cassie.
Cassie, and goodbye. Or as the Alaskans say... Goodbye.
Yo-ho! Oh. Anyway, we love you guys. And girls. That's it.
And
scene.